KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, where their purpose is to encourage savings, offer members low-cost loans, and provide other financial services.
Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now if you live in one of the 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Well, the state football semifinal playoffs now are all set for the Unidome and Cedar Falls this coming weekend after last night's quarterfinal round action in three classes. In Class 3A last night, in quarterfinal round play, it was Harlan battling the rain and battling Boyd and Hull Rock Valley. Cyclones win it 28-7. Decorah beat West Delaware 24-14. It was ADM topping Pella 25-13. And Union beat Maquoketa by a final of 21-13. In Class 2A quarterfinals last night, Spirit Lake knocked off Kemper Catholic 31-7. West Marshall over PCM 41-14. Iowa City Regina dumping Mediapolis 56-27, while Dyersville Beckman defeated Clarion Goldfield 31-0. In Class 1A quarterfinals last night, St. Albert did it again to Logan Magnolia, 35-7 the final. It was Emmitsburg over West Lyon, 35-0. St. Ansgar beat Applington Parkersburg, 27-21. And West Branch over Alburnett by a final of 21-13. So all the semifinal matchups are set. The semis will get underway this Thursday with a couple of eight-man games. Clarksville will face Murray, and Armstrong-Ringstead plays Fremont Mills. Then on Friday in Class A, it'll be Newman Catholic facing Lisbon, West Hancock versus Madrid, and in 4A semis Friday, Cedar Falls plays Bettendorf, while West Des Moines Valley will play Ankeny. In Class 1A action on Saturday, St. Ansgar will play West Branch, while Emmitsburg faces St. Albert. And then on Monday, it'll be Dyersville-Beckman facing Iowa City Regina and Spirit Lake against West Marshall in Class 2A semis. The 3A semis Monday evening have Harlan facing Decorah and ADM playing Union. All those games at the Unidome. Well, the Chicago Bears stayed alive in the NFC wildcard hunt by rallying to beat Philadelphia 30-24 for their third straight victory. The Bears are 5-3, third in the NFC Central behind 8-0 Green Bay and 6-2 Detroit. Jay Cutler threw a pair of touchdowns, including the go-ahead 5-yard TD pass to Earl Bennett in the fourth quarter. Cutler was 18 of 32 for 208 yards. Matt Forte anchored a strong Chicago ground game by running for 133 yards. The Bears have beaten the Eagles four of the last five meetings. The defending NFC East champion Eagles fell to 3-5. They're three games back of the New York Giants. Chiefs linebacker Derek Johnson was the only player to utter what everyone must have been thinking Sunday afternoon. Kansas City's 31-3 loss to Miami looked awfully familiar. It was only a couple of months ago that the Chiefs were getting outscored 89-10 while dropping their first couple of games of the season. There's a difference between Sunday's loss at Miami and those two losses early in the year. In between, Kansas City won four games in a row. So despite a lopsided loss to the Dolphins, the Chiefs are still tied for in the AFC West at the midway point in the season, as they'll be hosting Denver this Sunday. In other NFL news, Colts tight ends Dallas Clark and Brody Eldridge are expected to miss more than a week with what their coach calls significant injuries. Clark injured his lower left leg when he tried to make a sliding catch in the second quarter of Sunday's 31-7 loss to Atlanta that dropped the Colts to 0-9. Eldridge left early in the first quarter to have x-rays on his hand. Coach Jim Caldwell says the Colts will have to sign another tight end this week because Jacob Tam is the only other player they have at that spot on the active roster. A person with knowledge of the agreement tells the Associated Press that offensive lineman Leonard Davis has reached a deal with the Detroit Lions. Davis has started all 155 games that he's played in during his 10-year career, but he was cut by Dallas before this season in a cost-cutting move. Arizona picked Davis second overall in 2001, and he played for the Cardinals for six seasons before spending the last four with Dallas. The Buccaneers say defensive tackle Gerald McCoy is done for the season after tearing his right biceps in Sunday's loss to New Orleans. The third overall pick of the 2010 draft had just returned to the lineup after sitting out the previous two games because of an ankle sprain. It's the second straight year that his season is ending prematurely because of an arm injury. St. Louis wide receiver Greg Salas, a rookie who leads the team with 27 receptions, will miss the rest of the season with a broken right leg that will require surgery. Salas was injured when a tackler rolled on him after a 5-yard catch in the fourth quarter of Sunday's overtime loss at Arizona. Well, Joe Paterno, Major College Football's oldest, winningest, and perhaps most revered coach, was engulfed in a growing furor over the alleged cover-up of a sex abuse scandal at Penn State. The Pennsylvania State Police Commissioner said Paterno fulfilled his legal requirements when he relayed to university administrators that a graduate assistant had seen former assistant coach Jerry Sandusky attacking a young boy in the team's locker room shower in 2002. Meanwhile, two Penn State officials have surrendered to authorities after being charged with failure to report suspected child sexual abuse by a former assistant football coach and committing perjury in their related grand jury testimony. Senior Vice President Gary Schultz and Athletic Director Tim Curley both stepped down from their posts late Sunday, one day after the charges were announced. They weren't required to enter pleas, but they had to surrender their passports. A judge in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, set bail at $75,000. The pair are accused of failing to alert police to complaints that Sandusky had sexually abused 8 boys. Sandusky is free on $100,000 bond after turning himself in over the weekend. A spokesman for a Penn State satellite campus says a former assistant football coach accused of molesting boys ran camps there for 6 years after being banned from taking children onto the main campus. Penn State Barrand spokesman Bill Gonda says Jerry Sandusky held summer camps for children there after the 2002 main campus ban. Gonda says there weren't any allegations or complaints at the satellite campus outside Erie. Sandusky's been charged with sexually abusing 8 boys and maintains his innocence. Mississippi football coach Houston Nutt will resign at the end of the season. Athletic director Pete Boone says Nutt will coach the Rebels' last 3 games this year. Boone also announced that he will step down as athletic director within the next year. The Rebels have lost 12 consecutive Southeastern Conference games, including Saturday's 30-13 loss to Kentucky. Mississippi is 2-7 this year, including 0-6 in the SEC. Nutt is 24-23 in his 4 years in Oxford. Nutt is making approximately $2.7 million this season. Boone says the coach has a $6 million buyout clause in his contract. The Big East has had discussions with BYU about giving up its football independence and joining the rebuilding conference. Cougars football coach Bronco Mendenhall said that the Big East approached the school about joining the league. Brigham Young is in its first year as a football independent after leaving the Mountain West Conference. BYU's other sports teams compete in the West Coast Conference. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. I'm Jeff Nelson. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of 2 full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
In high school or college basketball last night, Kyle Fogg scored 16 points. Jesse Perry had a double-double, and number 16 Arizona pulled away in the second half to open the season with a 73-64 win over Valpo. Arizona had some jittery moments in the first half before running away behind its defense in the second. The Wildcats held Valpo without a field goal during an opening 16-3 run, with Jordan Mays scoring 8 points to put Arizona up 15. Perry finished with 14 points and 10 rebounds, while freshman Nick Johnson had 14 points and 6 assists for the Wildcats. In baseball news, the Royals have traded outfielder Melky Cabrera to the Giants for left-hander Jonathan Sanchez and a minor league pitcher. Sanchez emerged as the Giants' best pitcher during the latter part of 2010 when they beat the Texas Rangers to win the World Series, but he struggled most of the season, partly due to a case of biceps tendonitis. He went 4-7 with a 4.26 earned run average before missing the final month with a left ankle sprain. The switch-hitting Cabrera rebounded from a disastrous season with Atlanta by hitting .305 with 44 doubles, 18 home runs, and 87 RBIs in his first season with Kansas City. Texas Rangers pitching coach Mike Maddox has withdrawn from consideration for the manager's job with the Boston Red Sox. The Twins say Bill Smith is out as general manager and is being replaced by Terry Ryan on an interim basis. Minnesota finished an American League worst 63-99 this season. The Baltimore Orioles have formally announced the hiring of Dan Duquette as executive vice president of baseball operations. Duquette signed a 3-year contract on Sunday. The 53-year-old Duquette will attempt to bring the Orioles out of their run of 14 consecutive losing seasons. He takes over for Andy McPhail, who stepped down from the post last month. The Texas Rangers are investigating who leaked an audio recording of the clubhouse speech Texas Rangers manager Ron Washington gave to his players before Game 7 of the World Series. The JoeSportsFan.com website posted the 6-minute recording and said it was made by a member of the clubhouse staff it did not identify. The profanity-filled speech includes Washington encouraging and laughing with his players. GM Joe Daniels says it was a private moment for the team, and it is unacceptable for it to be out in the public. NBA players are facing a Wednesday deadline to accept the league's latest proposal or face a worse one, and Commissioner David Stern says the only rational thing to do is for us to make that deal. During an interview on ESPN, Stern says the league believes there is a great offer on the table, but noted it'll get worse from there if the deadline he imposed Sunday passes without an agreement. That proposal calls for players to receive anywhere between 49% and 51% of basketball-related income, though players argued it would be nearly impossible for them to get anywhere above 50.2%. Stern said the next one will call for a 53-47 split in the owner's favor, along with essentially a hard salary cap. Just 2 games in the National Hockey League last night. Boston beat the New York Islanders 6-2. Also, San Jose, a 4-2 winner over Los Angeles. NASCAR has fined Kyle Busch $50,000 for wrecking Ron Hornaday's car during Friday night's Truck Series race at Texas. The volatile driver also has been placed on probation through the end of the year. NASCAR parked Busch for Saturday and Sunday's races at Texas Motor Speedway after he wrecked Hornaday under caution and admitted after the incident that he lost his temper. And Joe Frazier, the former heavyweight champion who handed Muhammad Ali his first defeat, yet had to live forever in his shadow, has died after a brief final fight with liver cancer. He was 67. Frazier took on Ali in 3 momentous fights in the 1970s, including the epic thriller in Manila in 1975. According to a family friend, Frazier had been under home hospice care after being diagnosed just weeks ago with the cancer that took his life. Until then, Frazier had been doing regular autograph appearances, including one in Las Vegas in September. Smokin' Joe Frazier was a small but ferocious fighter who smothered his opponents with punches, including a devastating left hook that he used to end many of his fights early. It was the left hook that dropped Ali in the 15th round at Madison Square Garden in 1971 to seal a win in the so-called Fight of the Century. Though he beat Ali in that fight, Frazier lost the final 2 and for many years was bitter about the role Ali forced him to play as his foil. Bob Arum, who often promoted Ali, said he was saddened by Frazier's death. Arum called Frazier a man of his word and said he was torn up by Joe dying at this relatively young age. Fellow boxer Manny Pacquiao, who, like Frazier, has a powerful left hook that he's used during his run to stardom, said of Frazier that boxing has lost a great champion and the sport's lost a great ambassador. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union, located at 200 Maple Street in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.